Next one is reply. Reply 作为动词回答答复的意思，一定是它是个不及物动词，不能直接加宾语，需要加 to 的帮忙再加宾语。For example, 他已经回我的信了。She has replied to my letter. 一定注意 reply to 再加 somebody 或 something. She has replied to my letter. 他已经回我的信了 okay? Reply to my letter. Reply 是个不及物动词。再比如说回答一个问题 reply to a question, reply to a question, 回答答复 okay, reply to, 再加宾语。那么同样的回答答复我们最常的是 answer, answer 表示回答答复，它是个及物动词，表示用语言行为等来回答和答复。比如说你给他回信了吗？ Did you answer her letter? Answer 直接加宾语。那么再比如说 I answer his insult with a blow, 注意这几个词，insult 作为名词表示侮辱和辱骂的意思，那 blow 表示一拳 ,OK, 重重一击的意思，那这里面我对他的侮辱报之一拳。I answer his insult with a blow. Answer 作为动词还能表示应急和应答的意思，比如说有人敲门让你去开门叫 answer the door. Answer the door, 去开门。接电话是 answer the telephone. Answer the telephone, OK. 我们看下一段是 answer back.带回去的意思呢 ,answer back means talk back 表顶嘴的意思 ,answer back means talk back 表顶嘴 ,OK。另外一个短语 ,answer for 表示代表某人或支持某事物而讲话，对某事负责的意思 ,answer for。For example,Eddie will answer for our purpose. Eddie will answer for our purpose, 那代表我们的目的 ,OK,answer for 表示代表的意思 ,OK。另外一个回答是 respond, 我们一定要注意Respond 它也是个不及物动词，需要加介词帮忙再加宾语。好，比如说他没有回答我的问题 She didn't respond to my question. 他没有给我回信 She didn't respond to my letter. She didn't respond to my letter. 他没有给我回信，一定注意 respond 加 to 帮忙再加宾语 OK。 那 respond 第二层含义表示对什么做出回答以及做出反应的含义，比如说他对侮辱的反应是重重的一拳。He responded to the insult with a punch. 我看一下，你可以用 punch 表达 blow 的含义，表示一拳的意思。He responded to the insult with a punch. OK, 好，回顾一下以上关于回答的用法。Reply 作为不及物动词表示回答答复，需要加 to 再加宾语。She has replied to my letter. Reply to a question. Answer 是个及物动词，直接加宾语。Did you answer her letter?I answered his insult with a blow. Answer the door. Answer the telephone. Answer back means talk back. Answer for. It will answer for our purpose. Respond 是个不及物动词。She didn't respond to my question. She didn't respond to my letter. He responded to the insult with a punch. Okay, that's all for reply.